I guess the first thing I want to talk about is what would impact everybody if it happens, and that's the transportation fee. And I know that this is something that it's interesting because Bryan is one of two cities in Texas that has this, right. And y'all have been wrestling with it a little bit. Kind of explain a little bit in layman terms why it was such a struggle to be able to even come up with something like this.
Well, you'd have to start with why do we need it? What we are proposing to use a user fee for is to pay for a street rehabilitation program. And we need more money than we're currently getting in order to get that to happen. Now, the transportation user fee, City of Austin, City of Bryan are the only two in Texas that do it. City of Arlington used to have it, and they did away with it because of public dislike for the program. And I think that that's one of the reasons why we're having, we're wrestling with it. It's one of these things that the state doesn't provide through legislation the authority to do it, but it doesn't say you can't do it. And so in Arlington, it was legally challenged and they did away with it. So we're looking at all of those issues.
And I guess I want to understand Arlington's situation because I guess that's most closely aligned. I didn't know it had gone into effect. I thought there were going to be court battles and they decided not to. But nonetheless,
that may be the case.
I don't know. Have you been in touch with anybody at Arlington or through Texas Municipal League or anything? Have you gotten any timeline on what happened there and all that?
I have not. Harvey Cargill has, and he has said, yes, we can try this, but be aware that it can be challenged and it could go away. So as a result, we're not proposing to use the funds to replace any current general fund dollars, or we're not going to issue debt against that fund. So it would be a pay-as-you-go thing so that if it went away, we wouldn't be losing some. We wouldn't have pinned anything on it.
Mark Smith joining us. Mark's the Director of Public Works for City College Station. As proposed, well, let's lay that out for us. What is council proposing to do or put on the ballot for the voters of College Station to consider?
Okay. At next week's council meeting, there is an item for the council to vote on to adopt ballot language for the November election to propose a transportation user fee. It's just a yes-no. Are you in favor of a transportation user fee to bring in funding to do pavement maintenance and rehabilitation. About it.
Okay, now I don't want to vote for anything that I don't have a cost attached to. I don't want to say yes or no if I don't know how much it's going to cost me.
Well, the ballot language does not have a cost attached to it. In my presentation, I'll talk about it. And at the council retreat, we talked about this some, and I put some cost figures up on the wall, and I believe we had $2.50 per single-family household. That's what we're looking at. And it varies. It's a little bit less per unit on apartments, and then on non-residential, it's a fee per 1,000 square foot of building area. But all of that aside, $250 is the thing that most people will see, and it would raise about $900,000 in street rehab dollars.
Okay, now let me go back and understand. The council will look at the next meeting putting this on the ballot, but the ballot language will not have a cost involved?
That's right. And it's to ask the voters, are y'all okay with this type of funding mechanism, yes or no?
And then will they then get a chance to vote again on this is what the proposed cost will be?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So this
if,
is just kind of...
If the voters say yes,
okay,
then the council will approve a resolution that setting the rate.
Okay. So it's a two-step process,
right.
But we're going to ask you twice. All right. So if that's the case, based on the numbers you give me, that basically ends up being a higher tax burden, if you will, for people who have less expensive homes.
Yes. The way we arrived at that is a cost per 1,000 square foot. And we, instead of breaking all the residences up into little tiers, we just said, look, well, let's average it. Let's just say, you know, everyone gets the same rate. Mm-hmm. And then because apartments are so much smaller, we put them in a separate tier.
Okay. Kids who live in the dorm have cars. They won't have to pay this?
On campus,
yeah.
A&M would be exempt.
Okay.
But all of the private dorms would pay because they're basically, I think they're classified like hotels.
Mm-hmm.
They would be on the dollars per 1,000 square foot building area.
Okay. Folks may not remember a long time ago when it was Transportation Enterprises, with the exception of what we used to call the Huntsville Cutoff for Texas 30, Harvey Road, those buses pretty well tore up the pavement in College Station. It was a Southwest Parkway. It was horrible because of that. And people may not remember that. So putting A&M exempt, those are the people who are running the heaviest vehicles on these streets, and yet they won't have to pay anything for maintenance.
Well, part of the rationale there is every bus that runs means that there's 10 cars not running. And so we're really, you know, any mass transit operation is actually, it's good. It reduces traffic congestion and reduces the total number of cars on the road. So yes, the buses are heavy, but they have a beneficial effect to traffic.
Okay. But folks, that citizens of College Station understand that means that College Station streets, as they build them out into areas where buses may travel, could be very expensive to build because the bed is going to have to be different.
Yes, and we do, when we look at our thoroughfares, we build them heavier to accommodate that.
Yeah, I want people to understand that. Nancy Berry has said the words, this may not be called a tax, but it's a tax. I mean, this is money out of your pocket.
Right, and that's one of the things when I've talked with Harvey about it is we really need to be honest about it. It is a tax. It's being collected on your utility bill, but because it's not set up by the legislature as a special fund, for all practical purposes, it's a tax. And it theoretically could be used to offset some expenses. Well, our street rehab program has been in the past paid for through general funds or through debt issuance, which is retired through the general fund. So it's the same thing.
The thing, I guess, there might be some people who want minimalist government would say is, why do we get into this situation where we're going to have to ask for this additional fee? And again, I understand building something is one thing, but maintaining it is something else.
Right.
And so what do you say to those people who go, well, one more time, why are we spending money in other parts of the general fund when possibly that could be diverted to maintenance here? This is a basic city service. You're providing, I don't know, something else, umbrellas at the park, when you could be actually using that money for maintenance of existing streets?
Well, that's a good question, and each year I put into my budget what I need, and each year we get, you know, it's just there's never enough money to do everything, and something, you know, and each year we make our case, and some years we get more, some years we get less, some years some programs are in more need than others, and that's the way it is. What I would like is a sustainable funding source for transportation maintenance.
Yeah.
That we wouldn't have to go through that competition each year with all of the other general fund activities.
It is the biggest thing that goes on here because it impacts the most people. I don't want to just talk about that.
Okay.
So let's talk about parks for a minute. Y'all had to change some things as far as hours that pools are open and that sort of thing.
Sure.
Have you gotten any feedback on how people, because that, while not specifically under you, that's the general facilities at College Station.
What I'm hearing is no, we haven't had a lot of feedback. I think right when we first changed the pool hours or closed to pools once a week, there were some people whose routines were disrupted, but they've settled in, and I think it's working well now.
Yeah. Now, what are other public works guys and gals at TML talking about, Texas Municipal League? This is kind of the whole group of cities of Texas. What are their biggest problems? What are the things that they're looking at, and how does College Station stack up in those situations?
Well, when we go to the American Public Works Association, you know, go to our conferences, we're all facing basically the same things. And how do we fund transportation? Budgets are tight. The amount of money that the state has to spend on local projects is going down. How are we going to keep up with that? Those are the big issues.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, anything else on your radar screen while I got you here?
Nothing in particular.
It's just every day, right?
It's too big a screen.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your time.
Oh, you bet.
That's a little bit about the transportation fee that could be coming up. You'll have an opportunity possibly to vote on that and then vote on what the numbers might be. Mark Smith is the Director of Public Works for the City of College Station. Visit the folks from College Station on Fridays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aggieland Lining Center.